I'm going to go ahead and start for, this is day 21, in case you didn't hear, we're on page 67. And the quote at the top of the page, it says Luke 19 and 40, and then I need to let you know that most of the reading was actually taken from Acts. That quote, Luke 19, verse 40, is actually talking about Jesus when he's actually coming into the town right on the Holy Week. And so it sounds like two different readings, but the quote was used because they are very, very similar. Where Jesus is saying when the Pharisees were getting on his case for riding on the donkey and people, you know, putting their cloaks on the ground, they were getting indignant and they were saying to him, you know, stop that, you know, make them stop it. And Jesus said to them, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. And later, and you know, we heard also the same thing was spoken later on when after Jesus had died and the Holy Spirit had come, and Peter and John had met this lame man in Acts, and the same thing happened to them too, where they was just saying, you know, that this is just what happened. We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. Anyway, let me look at that Luke 1, and it says, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. One of the things that I have come to understand is that I was made to praise the Lord. That was the reason that I was made, because by praising the Lord, more people will know of his greatness. And the more people that know of the greatness of the Lord, the more joy there will be in this world. There will be a wonderful joy in the world, because true joy can only come through the knowledge and love of the Lord Jesus. And so, and true peace will only come in that way as well. And so I have been made to praise him, and the Lord is worthy of my praise, and I'm very, very grateful. And if I keep quiet, there is a turmoil in me when I cannot praise the Lord. Praise energizes me and it directs me. And praise also chases away my fear, and it opens my eyes to God's presence. I have been recently having to deal with quote-unquote suffering. Many of you who are on the email loop know that I have tried to send out an audio on the Elizabeth Elliot tape. It's called Suffering. And actually, if you are still having trouble downloading that, I could actually give you the original original site that I got that tape from. And I can, so shoot me an email and I'll put on it the original site where that tape came from, because that tape is definitely a keeper. It really, absolutely, positively has helped me so much in my own way of suffering. And what it says in that tape is that suffering is having something that you don't want, and wanting something that you don't have. And that is what suffering is. And so that means it can encompass a lot of things. And I have been feeling like I wish that I could have a better way to help my family financially, and at the same time not feel so stretched. And you know, you have heard me crying the blues about that over and over again. But it had gotten to the point that it was starting to hinder my ability to be joyful. And that is why the Lord opened my eyes to that tape, because that tape reminds me again that I must have joy. I must have praise. Praise and joy is my strength. That's what it says in Nehemiah. Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's my strength. You know, and for me to not be joyful, I am weakening myself. And I heard at another place one time, it said that the quickest way to get through a trial is to start praising the Lord. You know, so those of you who are going through trials right now, whatever they are, put on that praise music and just start praising the Lord. Because once you start praising the Lord, and I have experienced it and I know it is true, is that once I start praising Him, it chases away the fear and it opens my eyes to the Lord's presence. And that's what I'm called to do. I'm called to have a life full of praise and to have a full life, because it's like it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39, I am not one who shrinks back and is destroyed. You know, I am one who believes and I am saved. And so it's not about shrinking back. It's about being unstoppable. Because the God in me is greater than that evil without, you know. And so it is about remembering that I belong to the Lord. He has placed His Spirit inside of me. And yes, indeed, if I don't praise Him, if I try to keep quiet, believe me, okay, the stones are going to cry out. And I don't want that frustrating feeling of not being able to praise Him. I want Him to take the shackles off my feet and so I can dance. That is one of the songs by those of you who know this group called Mary Mary. I love that song. You know, take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise Him. I want to praise Him because by praising Him, I live the best that I can be. And I praise Him because I have been saved by Him. His Spirit lives in me. Going down to the reading where it says praise running over, it talks about Peter and John encountering a lame man on their way to the temple. And this is after the crucifixion and the resurrection, and also where Jesus has already ascended into heaven. And when He ascended into heaven, He gave them the Holy Spirit to indwell them. Now, those of you who know, if you read in the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, you know that the Holy Spirit is not something new that was born on Pentecost Day. You know, the Holy Spirit has been around since the creation of time. If you look in Genesis, it speaks about the Spirit that hovers over the waters. And so the Spirit, the third person of the Lord, has been around. But in the Old Testament and in parts of the New Testament, the Spirit of God would come to people, but it did not indwell people until after Jesus' death and resurrection, and when He indwelled those who were His followers at the beginning, and then He, you know, it came to pass on to those who became His followers later on. And once I accepted Jesus as my Savior and my Lord, once I came to the understanding that I was sinful and that I could not come to a holy God by my own effort, that I had to take the gift that He had given to me, that pure and precious Lamb, Jesus, I had to take Him as my own, as my Savior. Once I did that, then His Spirit indwells me. And so, and I think of that Spirit a lot. I think of that Spirit a lot as a pilot light. It's like a light, a little pilot gas light inside of me. And I can, by asking the Lord, I can have Him fill me up. It's almost like when I ask Him, I could say, Lord, please fill me with Your Spirit. It becomes like that flame that grows higher and higher. And it allows me to do things that I was not able to do before. And if you want to see examples of that spirit that's working in the life of a believer, look at Peter and John, you know, especially Peter. You know, look at how Peter was before he had that indwelling spirit, how his personality was always getting in the way and tripping him up because he was always so full of enthusiasm, he couldn't even listen and let the spirit lead him. But in this part, if you look in Acts chapter 4, here is a new Peter, a Peter who has that Holy Spirit indwelling in him. And he has such a confidence that even the Pharisees can see the difference. They're wondering, you know, like, whoa, what happened to him? And the only thing they could say at one point is that he had been with Jesus. And that's it, you know. Not only has he been with Jesus, but the Spirit of Jesus is living in that man, you know. And so here he is, he's walking into this temple and he sees this lame man, and he was able to say with authority, it says. He says this with authority, and the authority that he's able to speak that with is the authority that comes from the Lord living in him, that God confidence. And that is where I love to be. I love to work from that confidence of the Lord. It is not, you know, an arrogance about it. It is about that confidence of knowing that I am at the place where the Lord wants me to be. I am working from that indwelling spirit. And this is what Peter had done. You know, he looked at that man and he said with authority, "You rise in the name of Jesus," you know. And he took that man by the hand and he lifted that man up. And that man was so excited. He started having this joy and gratitude, and he was leaping and hopping around, and, you know, and the crowd, boy, they started gathering at the temple. Now, you know, they were gathering at the temple. Now, Peter had a choice at that time. He could have gone, okay, here I am, you know, it's about, you know, the Peter show, you know. He didn't do that. It says in the Bible, Peter used that opportunity to preach the good news, and thank God he did that. Because it is no longer about any human being. It is about God. It is about His Son. It's about the Father. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's all about the Lord, because the Lord is the best. And for me to try to bring any kind of glory to me is shortchanging those people that God sent me to. He sent me to bring glory to Him because He is the best. And He's the only one that will not let people down. Now, I don't go about trying to let people down, but I can tell you, you know, don't put your trust in Pat. You know, because Pat will not try to be mean or try to be bitter or try to be disappointing in you. But I can tell you that Pat at times will do that. And so your best bet is to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because He will fill you up with all the knowledge and love and wisdom that you need in order to live a full and abundant life. And having that full and abundant life, you will find that you cannot help but speaking about what has happened to you. And once you start doing that, you will feel that joy that will come in you that is just makes your life second to none. But I am going to stop here. I'm going to ask Maisha if she could speak about this reading. And then after that, we'll find out who's on the line and hear from you. But Maisha?